from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Lions on the field. Gator asked a question during the commercial break, and I love the way you've adapted. Maybe I should say adopted the lexicon of my kids. Gator turned to me and said, who's got aux today?
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm guessing it would not be Kirk Cousins.
And he's not even here.
No, he's not here.
Yeah, but I'm guessing it's not Dan Campbell.
I'm not quite sure who's got aux. And for people who missed yesterday's show, I learned from my kids. We've learned terms like sketch-mageddon, riz, aux. Aux is basically who's plugged in and whose playlist are we listening to. AUX, you probably have seen that through the years, the AUX on your...
Right, auxiliary, yeah.
Yeah, on your tape deck. But...
Your stereo receiver.
Yeah. Somebody's got aux, and there's some dancing going on. And Antoine Randle-El took the field today. Did you see him run out of the locker room?
I don't know.
Because he came out just bursting with enthusiasm yesterday, came over, put a headset on, talked to us for a bit. He came sprinting out. The music was playing. He started dancing. And now I just saw him on the far field. He was running routes, stopping in the middle of the route, and dancing, and then continue on with the route. So plenty of enthusiasm and excitement.
I'm going to do a button hook, and then I'm going to do the cha-cha slide.
I'm going to gritty right before I make my break. Anyway, we're at Lions today, 248-539-9797. We're reacting quite a bit to the Dan Campbell news conference yesterday, where he mentioned that right now the guy that has the number two spot, who has the leg up for the number two quarterback spot, is Nate Sudfeld. And look, what we see on Sundays, or in this case Thursdays and Saturdays, we don't see everything. And so how could that be? How can it be based upon what we've seen? And, you know, okay, I mean, it's a little bit different with how you judge them when you're playing with the ones. If you start thinking about it, of the backup quarterbacks, when they've played in front of much leakier offensive lines, right, if you will, the one that can scramble might look better in those situations. Playing behind the ones, it might be a completely different deal, right? If you might not need the mobility if you're playing behind Frank Ragnow and Penei Sewell and,
right,
and Decker and the like. And so just something to keep
Jared in. Goff is not mobile.
No, he's not.
So that can answer that. But
yep.
Yeah, like I really believe that this is just a big week.
Big week for the quarterbacks?
Well, big week for the quarterbacks. I think a great opportunity for Hendon Hooker to show that he belongs.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox.
Legend.
Chris Spielman. Yeah. Absolute legend. Absolute legend. Reading between the lines, Campbell is saying that unless they end up keeping three quarterbacks, then Hooker will be cut. No, he won't. There's no way that's the case. It's from an unnamed texter. Hooker has been there over a year now. If he hasn't been elevated to number two by now, he's a bust. Move on. Is that serious? He hasn't had a chance to really... They spent the whole first season sitting out.
Without being able to practice.
Yeah.
He was on the PUP list.
Sounds like a duck, acts like a duck, walks like a duck. It must be a duck. Sudfeld is not a QB2. That's from Alan Jackson.
I would tend to agree that my evaluation, for whatever it's worth, is mm-hmm. that no, he's not. But there are other intangibles go in there, and you've got a whole coaching staff that you trust and
yeah.
you believe what they're going to say and what their conviction is. So
Sudfeld will look the same with the ones. He'll be facing the number one opposing defenses. Well, that's true. But, I mean, probably the bulk of quarterbacks in the NFL, if given enough time, can have some success. If given Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, and those backs can have some success. But, I mean, it is a valid point. He's still not playing against top-notch defenders in the preseason. From Nate McClem. Hooker will be the backup, Campbell making him earn it. Well, I think that's kind of a matter of time, right? I mean, we'd all agree that it's only sort of a matter of time.
Yeah.
But do we care? I mean, I guess we do care when he becomes the backup. But most importantly, who should be the backup on, you know, game one? And then if Hendon Hooker gets better during practice and in what's going to be, unfortunately for him, limited reps once the season starts. But if he continues to improve, he could unseat Sudfeld if he's the number two. Gator?
Doug?
Let's get back to the phones. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson. David is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, David.
Hey, you know, I appreciate the conversation, but at the end of the day, I mean, my take is, how much more do you need from Dan Campbell to trust the guy? You know, like, if yeah. he says Sutton's number two, I trust the guy. I'm all in. I take Dan. You know, if you want to have the conversation, I get it. But come on. Like, really? Let's move on. I don't think it's a big deal. If he thinks he's the guy, then he's the guy. And let's go.
We are having a debate about something that we all hope and there is a chance doesn't matter.
100%, yeah.
We all hope that this doesn't
absolutely.
Matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I do find myself in the same camp as you, and admittedly, you know, sort of maybe even to a fault that I believe almost everything the man says. And I guess that's after spending bulk of my adult life being skeptical of everything a Lions coach says.
I've been a fan for 37 years. I'm right there with you. But, like, when's enough? You know, when can we say he's earned the respect and let the man do what he's hired to do? So I'm just, you know.
On Sunday.
If he says it's Sutton, let's go. Let's go. Play football. Done.
Yeah. And, you know, we probably should tap the brakes a little bit with this. They haven't won the NFC yet. They haven't won a Super Bowl yet.
Not yet.
But they sure
he
seem to
has
be
done more for the Detroit Lions than any other coach has ever done for the Detroit Lions, and anyone that's alive other than the man that they showed that was at the last playoff game 90 years ago.
Yeah,
there's no debating. Like, just we're done. Just play football. But, yes, he's done more than anyone has ever else done. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, but I don't need a Super Bowl in Detroit. I need to win a freaking playoff game. I need to win two of them. It's Dan yep. Campbell. Let him coach. We're done. Let him play. Sorry, got a little excited. Have a great
it's okay.
day. Love the show.
Thank you very much. I one thing I would disagree with vehemently, and I don't know if it's what he meant to say, but I do need a Super Bowl. Didn't he just say I don't need a Super Bowl? I kind of do
yeah,
need
it.
Maybe he means I don't need a Super Bowl to believe everything the man says.
That
he has seen enough.
Yeah.
I'm just getting my first look over here at Levi Onwuzurike, who's over here with the defensive lineman doing drills. And physically imposing for sure. And at that position group, they're all physically imposing.
All those guys are
yep.
so big.
Broderick Martin in particular. Oh, look at this. And here comes trouble. They'll let just about anybody in.
Just about.
It's the Birchie kid walking up. So my man. Yeah, can we throw a headset on our kid? Will Birchfield, the Birchie kid, writes for our website, covers this team.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing? You want to swing over to the...
Yeah, I can swing over.
Can we get him... Do we have enough cable to get him on
we
camera?
Not swinging.
Yeah, come on. Come on back here. Bobby, thank you. Yes. So you've been around. You've been around. You've covered this team.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What do you think?
I don't see a loss in the schedule.
No?
No, I do think that they can win fewer games this year and still win the division and maybe even have a more successful season. It feels like the division's going to be a lot tougher.
Yeah.
But I think in the end they may go further.
Yeah. I mean, going further would mean, well, we all know what
going pretty far.
We all know what it means. All right. Since you've been here a lot more than we have, are you buying the Levi Onwuzurike?
I knew that would be your first question. I think so. I think I am. When you watch him play, he just seems so much more powerful. I mean, the extra 20 pounds of muscle, which is a lot of muscle to add in a single offseason, up to close to 300 pounds, is showing up in one-on-ones, in team drills. You can hear him play in a way that you couldn't in the past. Like, he is playing with a force and a violence that wasn't evident in his first three seasons. And part of that was injury, and part of that was just not having the body he has now. I think he's poised to do big things, not just on the interior, but he's going to play a lot as a big end also. And, man, if he pops, as you said yesterday, that defensive tackle spot could all of a sudden be a strength.
What do you think is the biggest position battle right now going into the final roster cuts?
Receiver, for sure. And I know that the Khalif Raymond is wide receiver 3 technically, but they still want an X type, a Z type receiver. And it seems like Isaiah Williams is a legitimate dark horse. I know he doesn't have the physical traits that they might be seeking in that outside job, but if he keeps making plays at some point, you have to value that. And I think he's second in the NFL in receiving yards in the preseason. In the preseason, we can repeat that. But, man, he's got a spark to him, and at some point it becomes hard to deny what he can do for this offense.
We're short on time. I encourage the audience to log on to twitch.tv or youtube.com just to do a fit check on what the Bertie is wearing.
I haven't broken out the bandana yet this training camp, so it seemed like the last day was the right day to do so.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's you know what the thing about this look? It is so you. All right, so were you in the media room yesterday when Dan Campbell made the comment about Nate Sudfeld having the leg up? Did people in the media, like, look at each other, or is it true? Do people believe it?
I don't know if it even means all that much. It might just be a matter of semantics with the new NFL rule where you can have 3 quarterbacks active on game day. I don't know that Nate Sudfeld currently having a leg up on Hendon Hooker in August has any bearing on the season. And I feel pretty confident that if Jared Goff does get hurt at some point this year, Hendon Hooker will be the guy they turn to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he can develop enough over the next 2 weeks and then into the season to where they would feel confident putting him in this game. They just value Sudfeld's eyes and his experience in that QB room. You see him talking to Goff all the time, between plays, between reps, breaking down how he saw it compared to how Goff may have seen it. It's the same reason they kept David Blau around for so long, who's now a quarterback's coach. They value that insight, that trusted set of eyes. But Hooker, to me, is the player if they need to turn to one this season.
Who's your guy out here? The guy that you're pulling for that makes the roster? You know, guy maybe you've interviewed, and like he's got a great story, he's got a great work ethic, he's showing up a little bit that you hope makes it.
I mean, I know I've mentioned him, but Isaiah Williams is highly likable, and he did a lot in the Big Ten.
I think he's done a lot.
I think he's one that obviously jumps out. I'm kind of pulling for Matthew Betts. I mean, 18 sacks is 18 sacks, and I don't care if it's in the CFL, the UFL, or maybe one day in the NFL. But the way that he displayed himself on last Saturday against the Chiefs was pretty impressive. And then, look, everyone has eyes on J-Mo for obvious reasons. And he is a guy who possesses all of the star qualities. The one thing he's missing so far is the production. But if and when it happens, he's going to be a superstar because everything about him screams charismatic and likable and shiny. And I think people are pulling for him to succeed in a big way this year.
Will Birchfield, the Birchy Kid on Twitter, and writes for our website, 971theticket.com, does a great job. New dad, how's Little Legend doing?
Oh, dude, he's growing. He's expanding quickly. It is crazy. He's 9 months. He's like a 25-pound shake weight. You just hold him and it's a workout. It's incredible. He's actually home with my grandparents right now and my wife, Mackenzie. So I'm getting like 2 weeks of sound sleep.
Wow.
And it's pretty incredible. I miss him, but I also miss sleeping. So it's kind of nice having some solo time for a little bit.
Is my namesake with you or the namesake go with you?
She's also back there cleaning up all of his messes. I haven't changed a diaper because Gator takes care of it. This is the Golden Retriever Gator, not Scott Anderson.
Yeah, I've never taken care of a diaper before.
My man, good to see you.
Dude, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, boys.
All right,
I'll be out here. You can't miss me.
No, you can't miss you. The Birchy Kid covering the Lions for us here on 97.1 The Ticket. More of your phone calls and feedback next. 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.